Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. I was just reading a little excerpt from an article that I want to share with you. It says this: Jesus Christ confronts every imaginable poverty and evil. He cures the blind, the lame, the lepers, the deaf. Even the dead find new life in him. When we are afflicted by our weaknesses and our sins, he says, "Turn to me and be safe. Turn to me and be safe." We bend the knee to the Lord, and we find in him vindication and glory. He's going to come, in a sense, very soon, as a small baby. We're not afraid of babies, especially when they're very little. We're not afraid of them. He comes to you in a certain way that leads you to reach out rather than to run away. He's trying to draw you to himself. He's trying to draw me to himself. And it says here, we bend our knee to the Lord, and we find in him vindication, freedom, and glory. This Christmas is not just a remembrance. There is a way that as we honor this Christmas, Christ draws very near to us. No, we can't see him, but he draws very near to us. Please put him at the center of your life. I know you're very busy, maybe too busy. I know you have lots of responsibilities, but put God in the center of your life and just say, "Lord, I love you. Help me in this meeting," or whatever it may be. "Help me as I'm caring for my children. Help me at my business." Just say it. Even if you can every hour, just say, "Lord, be with me and help me." Watch what happens over a period of time. He didn't just come once on Christmas. He wants to come into each of our hearts. Let them be open to receive him. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that the coming solemnity of your Son may bestow healing upon us in this present life and bring us to the rewards of life eternal. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. That's what God wants. Don't you want to spend heaven? We can all get together and talk. What would we say to one another? How happy we be. Happy, joyful, eternal joy. If we follow him now and ask forgiveness when we fail, that's our job right now. But one day we will see him forever. Every tear will be wiped away. Everything will be gone except him. Ponder that. Ask God how you can draw closer to him today. The first reading today is taken from Prophet Isaiah, chapter 45, verses 6 to 8, and then 18, then 21, 25. "I am the Lord, there is no other. I form the light and create the darkness. I make well-being and I create woe. I, the Lord, do all these things. Let justice descend, O heavens, like dew from above, like gentle rain. Let the skies drop it down. Let the earth open and salvation bud forth. Let justice also spring up. I, the Lord, have created this. For thus says the Lord, the creator of the heavens, who is God, the designer and maker of the earth, who established it, not creating it to be a waste, but designing it to be lived in. I am the Lord, and there is no other." Who announced this from the beginning and foretold it from of old? Was it not I, the Lord, besides whom there is no other God? There is no just and saving God but me. Turn to me and be safe, all you ends of the earth, for I am God, there is no other. By myself I swear, uttering my just decree and my unalterable word, to me every knee shall bend, by me every tongue shall swear, saying, only in the Lord are just deeds and power. Before him in shame shall come all who vent their anger against him. In the Lord shall be the vindication and the glory of all the descendants of Israel. What a beautiful gift God is giving us, an eternal gift. But we seem, as I've said this so many times, but I'm doing it on purpose, we're too busy. You say, well, if I'm going to put food on the table for my kids, I have to do this, then fine. But if it's because you want to make another few million dollars, take a look at what's most important right now, your soul, the future of your soul. Please take time to stop here. Say, Lord, thank you for coming. Lord, I want to follow you. Help me to do so. And he will. Psalm 85 tells us, let the clouds rain down the just one, and the earth bring forth a savior. I will hear what God proclaims, the Lord, for he proclaims peace to his people. Near indeed is his salvation to those who fear him, glory dwelling in our land. Kindness and truth shall meet, justice and peace shall kiss. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and justice shall look down from heaven. The Lord himself will give his benefits. Our land shall yield its increase. Justice shall walk before him, and salvation along the way of his steps. Follow him, and you will be free. Please, brothers and sisters, draw near to him. Make this Christmas a new time of dedicating yourself to the Lord. God became a child for you and me that we would not be afraid. Who's afraid of a newborn baby? Oh, well, first-time mothers are probably a little afraid. But there's not fear in us. We just want to do it right. Think of that. Jesus came to us as a child so we would not be afraid. In the gospel today from Luke chapter 7, verses 18 to 23. This is from Luke. At that time, John summoned two of his disciples and sent them to the Lord to ask, are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? When the men came to the Lord, they said, John the Baptist has sent us to you to ask, are you the one who is to come? Jesus, sufferings and evil spirits, he also granted sight to many who were blind. And Jesus said to them in reply, go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offense at me. That's very plain, brothers and sisters. Do we accept him? Are we open to him? Are we listening for him? Are we seeking to do the works of God and be a true disciple of the Lord? That's what he wants. And that's, I'm praying, is what we want. I do pray for all my listeners every day, every day. Mother Teresa of Calcutta, who many of you know or certainly have heard of, said this, Jesus is the Word made flesh. Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus is the victim offered for our sins on the cross. Jesus is a sacrifice offered at the Holy Mass for the sins of the world and mine. Jesus is the word to be spoken. Jesus is the truth to be told. Jesus is the way to be walked. Jesus is the light to be lit. Jesus is the life to be lived. Jesus is the love to be loved. Jesus is the joy to be shared. Jesus is the sacrifice to be offered. Jesus is the peace to be given. Jesus is the bread of life to be eaten. Jesus is the hungry to be fed. Jesus is the thirsty to be satiated. Jesus is the naked to be clothed. Jesus is the homeless to be taken in. Jesus is the sick to be healed. Jesus is the lonely to be loved. What a beautiful, beautiful prayer. And I had the enormous privilege of meeting her when she spoke at Franciscan University in Steubenville. And Father Michael had asked me, he was the president at the time, Michael Scanlon, and he had asked me if I would just be, someone to care for her for the day. And I said, oh, yes. I just didn't realize I was going to be the only one. It was quite a surprise, but it was just delightful. We walked and walked and talked, and I was very touched by her, very touched by her joy for the Lord. And brothers and sisters, that joy can be in us. That joy can be in us if we truly turn to the Lord and say, Lord, I love you, as Mother Teresa did. Never to say no to God. Say yes. And when you fail, because I failed a couple times even that day, she would just put her arm around me and give me a big hug. Please open your heart to the Lord. He wants to meet his people, talk to his people through you and through me. He wants to do that. You don't say, well, I'm not Mother Teresa. No. But you're a husband, you're a housewife, you're a mother, you're a father, you're a cousin, you're an aunt, you're an uncle. You're all kinds of relationships with him. And he loves you, and he would receive you when you come. Please bring the Lord into your conversation. Sometimes in your meetings, don't be afraid. I think the Lord would want us to do this or do that. Don't be afraid. Open your heart. Choose the right time. At least ask God to help you choose the right time. But spread the word of his love, especially in this season. He came as a tiny baby, as I told you, so we wouldn't be afraid. He grew up among us. Because he loved us. He died for us. Oh, brothers and sisters, let's celebrate this Christmas with great joy. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.